everyone. Welcome to the podcast, What Are You Doing With Your Children? It has been 9 months since we had an episode, and we really apologize for that. This is our first episode of 2020, and the year has experienced so much. The history books will certainly be full with this one. For our first episode of 2020, I wanted to talk about raising confident children, but the recent occurrences in Nigeria about gender-based violence has made me change my mind, and I'm going to be talking about that. Today's episode has been inspired by a tweet I saw in response to one of the cases where a celebrity asked a question, "Have we failed the male child?" And that is the title of today's episode. Have we failed the male child? Have we failed the male child with our parenting styles, our mode of parenting, our approach to parenting? And I would say yes. I would say yes, we have failed to equip the male child with the skills he needs to transition into adulthood of today. Now, what do I mean by that? The philosophy of this podcast comes from a quote that I read many years ago, but that quote still resonates so deeply with me. And it is a quote from the English poet William Wordsworth, where he said, "The child is the father of the man." So that means anything you do with the child creates the framework, the moral code, the mindset that that child will carry into adulthood. So that means if you train a child to be a robber, he's going to be a robber when he's an adult. And the same goes both ways for females as well. So what are those things we're doing as parents that are fostering this bias, this prejudice, and this sense of patriarchy when children grow up? If, as a parent, you encourage your female child to be the one in the kitchen, carry out all the household chores, while your son is watching TV, watching football, playing football or video games, doing everything else but contributing to the structure of the house, then you're part of the problem. Because you're telling your children that it is okay for one gender to sit and be served whilst another gender does all the work. If you're a parent and you're ticking boxes as to the kind of educational opportunities your female child can have, then you're part of the problem. Some parents believe certain occupations and professions are way above the reach of the female child because she's the primary caregiver, she's the one who takes care of the home, so she cannot be a particular person when she's an adult. She can't be an architect, she cannot be an engineer, she shouldn't join the military. Who is going to take care of her kids? You're part of the problem because you're setting the tone for how your children will experience or manipulate or go through adulthood. You're telling your male child that he's better than the female child. Some men might have lost their jobs and the women have to take on the mantle of financial responsibility. And the men still expect the women to come home and do things they could easily have done if the roles were reversed. But because it has been set in their mind that certain roles are beneath them, they would never provide that support. It is part of the problem. If, as a pastor, you only focus on the submission part of Scripture and you leave out the part where men should love their wives the way Christ loved the church, you are part of the problem. If, as a parent, you only preach morality, virginity, and having multiple sex partners with your female child, and you make it sound like it is okay for your male child to sow his royal oats up until marriage and have multiple sex partners, then you are part of the problem. You cannot prepare your female children for a life the male children are not being prepared for. Females don't marry themselves. Your female child is not going to marry herself. She's going to marry someone else. And if everybody is raising their children according to different codes, then we cannot cry wolf when bad things happen based on gender. If you're a parent who preaches the preparedness for marriage, the prayer for marriage, the maintenance of marriage to one gender, and you don't do it to the other gender, then you're part of the problem. You cannot make females feel that marriage is their sole responsibility to prepare for, to pray for, and maintain. Then you're surprised when some men behave like animals. You did that. You encouraged that, consciously or unconsciously. Both genders should be raised the same. The moral codes of society must apply to everyone. Everyone should live by the same set of codes, and everyone should be given the same amount of opportunities. That is the only way we would stop all these occurrences where men are raping and maiming women, even raping and maiming underaged girls. We all have contributed to the problem where we give one gender different activities, different responsibilities, and we allow the other gender coast through life on the basis that they were created first. If we continue to raise our children the same way, then we lose our right to condemn what they do in adulthood. We cannot have our cake and eat it. We cannot raise our children the same way of the past for a society that is woke, empowered, and has a voice. People know their rights, and people know the differences between right and wrong. And if we know the differences between right and wrong, then it must resonate with all our actions and all our activities. If you want to be treated fairly and you want to be an equal, it cannot happen at the end of the race. It must happen at the beginning of that race. Boys and girls should sweep the house. Boys and girls should wash dishes. Boys and girls should learn how to cook. Boys and girls should be allowed to learn whatever it is they're passionate about, pursue whatever careers they're passionate about, irrespective of their family-based responsibilities. When they get to that point of adulthood, they will make decisions based on the dynamics of their relationships. Boys and girls must be taught to prepare for marriage the same way and at the same time. Boys and girls should be trained to uphold the vows of marriage. They should be encouraged to achieve piety in marriage at the same time. Boys and girls should be encouraged to be virgins before marriage. And both boys and girls should be awarded the same shame or praise for whatever sexual preferences they adopt. Boys and girls should be decent in their relationships, and boys and girls should be taught about the concept of consent in sexual interactions. Boys and girls should be given the same economic opportunities, the same access to financial instruments, the same access to promotions on the job, mentorship. Everything should be the same. Until we begin to treat everyone the same, we will continue to cry. We will continue to disbelieve what is going on. We will continue to be shocked at the inhumane activities against different genders. Have we failed the male child? Yes, we have failed the male child by not equipping him properly, by giving him a false sense of superiority, and by encouraging minor acts of prejudice under the guise of he's going to be a man. A man should be responsible, should be supportive, should be fair, and should be respectful of another person's body. I would like us to use this episode to really look inwards, self-reflect, self-evaluate, and look at the mistakes we're making as parents when we're raising our children. Because the child is the father of the man. And whatever mistakes you make with the child, you will deal with them when he's an adult, when it's hard for him to change. And until we treat everyone the same and hold everyone to the same moral codes, we will continue to see such gruesome acts of gender-based violence. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with me today. I wish you a blessed week. This has been another episode of What Are You Doing With Your Children?